Tell me, first of all, about the frustrations you've experienced as a professor here at UW in terms of textbook cost.
Okay, so when I was a student, textbooks were $30 or $50, and that seemed like a fair price back then, but textbooks have gotten more and more and more expensive. And I would assign a textbook to my students, and like half of them would buy it because they'd say, I can't afford this, it's $200. The textbooks that are done are first class, they're really high quality, they're beautiful texts, but they're just charging too much money. And, you know, for what they're giving, it's just not worth it. So my frustration was that they were beyond the reach of what the students could pay. And that's why I started doing this, is it was frustrating to see that my students can't buy the textbook, and it's really important to have that background reference, and they couldn't do it. And it suffered.
So, and you tell me a little bit about, you've written your own textbook, what that process was like, and how this is now available to students.
So what I did is I decided that, you know, with the advent of the web, and this is back in 1995 when the web was first just starting to come up, and I decided, you know what, I can do this. I was already writing pages for my students, explaining stuff, and filling in the gaps sometimes, and what I did is I just decided, I've got half a textbook here, let's just do the whole 10 yards and get it all done. So I sat down and I started writing, and in about 6 or 8 months I had almost everything done. And then I actually got contacted by some publishers and I started a process with them. But I mean, I'm going to be honest, most of the time they spend their time reorganizing their companies. And every once in a while, they get around to actually dealing with an author and actually editing the textbook. And I went through several failures of companies. They're really, the publishing industry is really in chaos because their business model doesn't work anymore. And they're just clinging to that book and they're not changing it. And they keep raising prices because they've got to make money, but they're just pricing themselves out of the market. So after a few starts and fits and starts with them, I just said, forget this, I'll do it myself. And I went in, I did all the copy editing, I did all the copyrights for all the figures. I went and I made all the other figures that I needed, and I published it on the web. And in, I think, about 2002, I started using my textbook. And the students have thought it was great. Now, there were some issues with it. It needed more editing, and over the years, it's gotten better and better. But they've been very happy with it.
And it's a regular hard, I mean, they can get it on offline or a hardcover.
Initially, it was just online. It was a subscription service, and I charged $30 for the subscription. With the Lululot.com, which is a company that will take something that you give them in a PDF, and they'll turn it into a book, they can go to Lulu, they can buy my book. It's about $70 after shipping everything, and they get a free subscription to the website. And that's a lot cheaper than they can get with a regular textbook.
So you see this as a model that's going to become more widespread and hopefully perhaps bring costs down for students?
Oh yeah, I really think that the time has come. And the thing that's happened in the last couple of years is the iPad. And the thing that was really missing to really aggressively go after these kind of things is an electronic reader that people could hold and read. And with the advent of the Kindle and the iPad and some of the other readers that have come out, you can now make an EPUB book, and I've done this, that will work on all of these. And that's definitely going to push it forward now. Because you can buy a textbook, it's much cheaper to do it that way, and there's no reason to have these outrageous price points in the $200 range.
How soon? I mean, because there are students right now at this university and universities across the country who are facing this sort of cost crisis, if you will. So, I mean, how soon do you think we're going to see the widespread applicability of this?
Boy, that's hard to predict. I would say 3 years, maybe five, but we'll see how these companies like Flat World Knowledge and some of the other companies do. And if they start to show a viable business model, the real problem has been that companies have come out to try and do this in the last 5 years, and they failed because they didn't have the right business model. I think Flat World Knowledge does, and some of the other companies too. And that is going to really push it. So it's a matter of finding winners, people that can actually do this, make money at it, and be successful. You also have to convince faculty to actually use these textbooks. And you know that's probably going to be the main issue. And organizations like Wisberg and these kind of things probably will help a lot just to keep raising awareness and putting pressure on faculty and others to choose cheaper alternatives.
Can you give me, lastly, can you give me kind of a sense, just rough numbers, how many of your students are maybe accessing this, like using a Kindle or a MacBook?
From my numbers, and I'm probably selling, let's just say 1,000. It's not that much, but we'll just say 1,000. About 200 will download the ebook, which is surprising. I didn't realize that many would do it. So it's probably about 10%, so 100. So about 10% are using ebooks, Kindles, that kind of thing. So I was amazed at how quickly the interest in that increased.